Big businesses are notorious for being difficult to get through to, especially if you can't read or write. And also the company happens to be cutting down forests in which you live. Now, this isn't really a problem for us in the UK, but it is a problem for the Benjeli pygmies who live in the Congo. And now technology has actually come to their rescue with what's been nicknamed rather charmingly Pygmy FM. And here's Mike Hopkin from the Nature Podcast talking to Scott Poynton of the Tropical Forest Trust.
For thousands of years, the Benjeli pygmies have lived a hunter-gatherer lifestyle in the heart of the northern Congo. Unfortunately for them, their home is slap-bang in the middle of one of the world's richest sources of prime hardwood, and these semi-nomadic people are forced to share the forest with international logging companies. For years, the Benjeli have accepted logging as a fact of life, without much means to air their grievances with CIB, the company that holds extensive logging rights in the Republic of Congo. The pygmies have been unable to tell the loggers which trees they would like to see left alone. But now, with consumers demanding more sustainably harvested timber, CIB has realised that its profits are at stake. So it has enlisted the help of development groups to set up a community radio station that aims to allow the Benjeli to speak up. I ask Scott Poynton of the Tropical Forest Trust, a charity that promotes responsible forest management, about the need to put the Benjeli on the airwaves.
Part of the problem with the pygmy communities living in that area, well, throughout Central Africa really, is that they're semi-nomadic. It's today they can be in one place and tomorrow they'll be somewhere else. They also are non-literate. You can't send them a letter. They don't have a letterbox that you can contact them through. And also they're an egalitarian society, so they don't have a village head, so you can't just go and talk to one person. So it was actually Jerome Lewis's idea, and Jerome had been working with these pygmy communities for many years. Jerome had the idea of establishing a radio station by which, robust wind-up radio technology, that we could have some broadcasts made by the communities themselves, whereby they can communicate with the company, and the company can put out its own broadcasts, and thereby establishing a dialogue, not a direct dialogue, sort of two-way radio, but a dialogue nonetheless where ideas can be exchanged and the thoughts of the communities can be put on air and can reach the company.
The radio station, at first perhaps inevitably nicknamed Pygmy FM, has now been formally named Biso na Biso, which means between us in the local Lingala language. A few pilot shows have already been made, and in the traditional community radio style, feature a mix of debate and music. But the pygmies still need a way to tell CIB exactly which trees they particularly value, and this is where the project gets really clever. With the help of anthropologist Jerome Lewis of the London School of Economics, who has lived on and off with the Benjeli for years, the project's organisers have created special handheld computer consoles for the pygmies to carry while roaming through the forest. The devices use GPS to log automatically the locations of important trees and sites. That way, CIB, which has always practised selective logging, can avoid these precious, specific resources.
They put together a series of icons, and they have a decision tree whereby the pygmy communities can go into the forest, and it's a very easy technology. It takes about 5 minutes to explain what it's all about, and the pygmies are pretty smart people. They know what's going on. They may never have seen a computer before, but they can work out what this technology is aiming to do, and they've embraced it because they can go out into the forest and they can say, look, here's a sacred area. So they can click on the icon that shows a sacred area. And then they can click on the reason why it needs to be protected. It's a sacred area for the women, or it's a sacred area for traditional festivals. And in some cases, they don't actually go down to that far because some of that knowledge is, in fact, confidential and sacred, and they don't share it. But in other cases, they say, look, here's an area we just need protected because we need it protected. Or here's an area where we gather food, or here's a watering hole. And so through that process, they've been able to map large areas of forest that they use. These maps are then produced, and they go to the company, and they say, okay, look, these are the areas we would really appreciate you to keep your bulldozers out of, and please don't fell these trees, for example, because in the dry season we harvest the caterpillars from these trees. It's an important food product. And so what's happened is there's a dialogue being started through this handheld.
The radio station will also benefit the pygmies in other ways. It will give them better access to information about doctor visits, vaccinations, and AIDS awareness.
everyone can make their own programs and put out their stories, their concerns, their music. We can make sure that information about the visits of the doctor are going out there, because in the past, for example, the doctor would go out to make a vaccination program for the children, but half the children would be in the forest, you know, for one reason or another. And so there's issues like that. But if we can say on the radio, hey, look, you know, at the second moon or whatever, the doctor will be at this place, then the chances of helping these communities and the kids out there to get their vaccinations is going to be much stronger.
The project's organisers have already started using the mapping technology in other neighbouring countries in the Congo Basin, particularly the vast Democratic Republic of Congo to the east. It looks like the pygmies of the Congo are finally finding their voice.
Radio Oka, Radio Yabisi Ndima, Oka, Oka, Radio Oka, Bune, 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 Radio Oka.
Oh, and that was Mike Hopkin from the Nature Podcast talking to Scott Poynton about how radio can help pygmies find their voice on Pygmy FM.
To Naked Scientists, Dr. Chris, Dr. Dave and Dr. Kat. And if you have any science questions for us, email chris@thenakedscientist.com.
Sorting out the sparks from the quarks, The Naked Scientists.